Welcome to the Childhood Podcast. My name is Audrey.
And my name is Drew, and together we're going to share our childhoods with each other.
Yeah!
Let's hear both stories.
This is a story from ancient India. So, once there was a prince born who could immediately walk and talk. The king and queen didn't want him to see any sad things because that would make him sad. So they kept him inside the castle and only gave him happy things and good things. But then one day, he switched his clothes with a person because he wanted to see the outside world. And then he saw that people were suffering and a lot of people didn't have any food. So he stopped eating a bit, and then for a week. And then he realized that he had to be strong to help people. So he went under an important tree and thought. And then that helped him, and then he helped all the poor people who were dying.
The end?
Yes.
He helped all the people, all the poor people.
Yeah.
This was in India?
They wrote the story in India.
Oh, and you liked that story?
Yeah.
Did you learn? I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Who told you this story?
Mrs. Richardson. Like, it was from a book. And then Mrs. Richardson read it. So, basically, both Mrs. Richardson and the book.
Okay. So you said that he sat under an important tree?
Yes.
Why was the tree important?
Because it was peaceful and quiet, and it's just a good place to think.
It was like an important tree.
Like, it was memorable, because he had sitting by that tree when he was little.
So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't only be happy and selfish. Be helpful and worthy.
And giving.
And giving.
Yeah. All right. I like that story. What was the guy's name?
I forgot.
Okay. You have another story for me?
Yes. So, one day there was a rabbit and he heard a sound. And then he shouted out immediately, "The earth is breaking apart!" And then all the other animals were so scared that they started running to the edge of the cliff. So to the edge of a cliff. And then they saw a lion. And then he's like, "Why are you all here?" And there, the animals and the rabbit were like, "The earth is breaking apart!" And then the lion was like, "Let's investigate." And then they went down to a coconut tree, and the sound that the rabbit had heard was just a coconut dropping from its tree. The end.
Is that the whole story?
Yes.
And you also learned that at school?
Yes.
I have a couple of questions. Okay. If you were a rabbit, would you be more scared of the cliff or the lion?
The lion.
Why?
Because they eat rabbits.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is a question, but that's a very astute lion. It's very inquisitive.
What does that mean?
He said, "Let's investigate." And they went and found out that it was just the coconut. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the lion eat the rabbit?
No.
Is that in the sequel?
No.
Oh, okay.
Should I make a sequel?
You should make a sequel, and we can talk about it next time.
Okay.
All right. I think that's going to do it for today.
Any more questions?
Are you ready for bed?
No.
Are you going to go to bed anyway?
No.
All right. Can you say goodbye?
Goodbye.